Because you have any update about Javid at this moment?
No, I don't have any updates. He's been through a lot of testing this week, and as far as I know, they're still going over the results. I don't know if we'd even hear anything today. That's still an ongoing process, but his testing, as far as I know, has been completed. I don't know if there's anything else that will require there, but no, I haven't got any word.
He said he was going to get the results today, but even if he did, that would be a situation where you guys would have to sit down and go over them.
Yeah, I mean, the results of tests are a lot different than analyzing those. And again, that's not we go over them. That's doctors that that do that. So, you know, you're trying to get a lot of different guys together and stuff like that, and I don't honestly know exactly when they'd be able to do all that.
Is it not as simple as just a pass-fail thing?
I think that's what we all know about concussions, is there's nothing simple about them. You know, they're never, it's never just, you know, hey, you can go play with pain. It's not like any other injury. We said that before. And it's also, you know, not, you know, just a red light or a green light. There's a lot of shades in there. So we'll just, like I said before, we'll just defer to the people that know the most and wait just like everybody else.
So Delmas didn't practice today, but we see him run out there and jump on the tackling dummy and everything, roll around. He doesn't look like he's in a lot of pain.
Well, we had planned to ease him back at the end of the week.
Right.
So
that was just because it's a kind of a light day and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we just ease him back a little bit, and he's doing well. Had 90 setbacks, and I'd like to keep it that way.
How has Kyle VandenBosch played so far for you this year, and how much can this, now that you're giving him these Wednesdays off again, how much can that help his production going forward?
Yeah, I think any player can benefit from some rest and things like that, Kyle included. He thought he had a very good year last year, and he didn't practice on any Wednesdays. You know, I think that all of our guys on defense can play better, I think Kyle included. You know, there's been times we've rushed the passer very well, other times where, you know, we haven't got a whole lot of pressure. You know, we have a lot of confidence in him, and he's a good player, and he's had production this year. But like I said, just like everybody, I think we can do some more.
When Corey went down, obviously you were going to split the reps between Sammy and Nick. Were you kind of hoping that one of those two guys would maybe step up and kind of seize that and, you know, warrant maybe full-time?
Well, we're just hoping that all our guys play well. Not necessarily seizing anything other than the opportunity to go in and play well and make plays that contribute to, you know, a good defensive effort and contribute to a win.
How hard is it for a young quarterback, especially one from a smaller school like Bentley or Green, to just learn that skill to turn their head and locate the football in the NFL?
Well, you know, it's not as easy as you would think, because it's not just locating the ball down the field. You know, the quarterback can throw the ball 50 yards down the field, but he can also throw it, you know, 15 yards down the field. You have to defend that route from the line of scrimmage all the way down the field. And that's not real typical of high school or college. It really doesn't matter what level you're at. As far as your college playing experience, the NFL is a little bit different. They'll throw that ball right underneath of you if you're too far on top. So there's a fine line there. And those guys are good players. They'll get better at it, and they need to. And, you know, when they do, I mean, we've seen players do that before. Chris Houston had a little bit of an issue with that early in his career. He's done an outstanding job of playing the ball for us. And I think those other guys can do it. We need them to do it quickly.
You talked about Jim Washburn a little bit earlier this week in relation to Jeremy. But just you worked with him. Can you just talk about him as a coach and the respect that he has among defensive linemen in this league?
Well, he's a very passionate coach. He's been successful, you know, in a lot of different situations with a lot of different personnel, a lot of different players. It's not like, you know, he rode one group of guys to a good reputation, you know, and hasn't done anything since or anything like that. He's rotated a lot of guys and, you know, had a lot of different you know, a lot of different people have success. I think if you look at the people that he's trained in the NFL and the success they had and the money they made, fairly unprecedented, I think, for a position coach. You know, we spent a lot of time together, but now we're on opposing sides. And, you know, once the game starts, you know, you're not thinking about anything other than the players that are on the field.
He said a
couple more for Coach.
Kind of took that wide nine and made it what it is, you know, in the NFL today. Can you talk about that collaboration process that you guys went through and making it what it was?
Yeah, it was an adjustment. I mean, it was an adjustment to the people that we played in our division, things that came up over the course of a season, what fit our personnel, but it was developed over a fairly long period of time. Wasn't just, you know, write it down and do it. But just like any other scheme, and I think I've said this before, whether you're a 3-4 team, 4-3 team, if you're, you know, power running team or a team that's empty and throwing the ball all the time, if it fits your personnel, it's a good scheme. And if it doesn't fit your personnel, it's not. And I think the same thing could be said for a wide nine.
Sue was in a traffic accident yesterday. Is that a concern to you? Talk to him.
Well, it was the good news is that nobody was hurt, and I think that that's probably the number one thing when any of your players are in any kind of accident or anything else. And then after I wasn't there, well, we'll just defer to Dearborn Police, very capable hands there, and let them handle it.
When what year was it that you guys started that, the wide nine, or came up with that?
Well, we didn't really come up with it. Everybody's done it in the NFL. I mean, I think. You know, I mean, it's not. We were probably one of the first people to use it exclusively. Everybody's had it in their scheme. I mean, it's just like components of whatever West Coast offense. Everybody had those components in their offense. It was just using them all the time, and it was the same thing with that. I don't know. It was probably it developed. It developed over time. I mean, each year we use it a little bit more, and. Eventually, it became pretty much a full-time scheme. But again, it was a matter of fitting our personnel. We had smaller defensive ends. Javon Kearse had a lot to do with it. You know, when we drafted Javon, a lot of people said, what are you going to do with that guy? He's 255, 260 pounds. He can't play defensive end. He's got to play linebacker. I think he was a good player, and it was a challenge to put him in good position, just like any coach is going to try to do.
Which I know you say every game is important, but how important is it to end this 3-game losing streak?
Well, I mean, it's important to get a win. Whether what we did the last 3 games, you know, really have no more bearing on this one than any other one. But, you know, for sure, it'd be good to get off of that and be able to get a little bit of momentum back. You know, we've had some time to sort of regroup, get fresh. We're healthier than we've been this season. We need to translate that to a good performance on Sunday and a win on Sunday.